Speaking in Tongues continues at Victoria's Belfry Theatre this week. The play by Australian writer Andrew Bovell centres around several marital infidelities and one mystery. Four actors take the stage, portraying nine different characters. Jonathan Goad is one of those actors. He's recognisable to many TV viewers from shows like Republic of Doyle, Heartland, and Murdoch Mysteries on CBC television. He's also performed on stage at Stratford for many years. I met Goad recently at an event called Belfry Before Play, where we spoke about his two characters in Speaking in Tongues, one a married police officer, the other a man being questioned by police.
Both of them are in marriages, both of them are struggling. Alcohol is a factor for both of them. The playwright, this playwright is no slouch. He has an ability to write remarkably rich people. And so that's my challenge, yeah.
What challenge is there in essentially turning on a dime and playing different roles within and on the same night, on the same stage, in the same body of work? Or is there a challenge?
Yeah, I mean, the challenge in this play is not to become, you know, I'm not going to be donning a 2-foot wig and, you know, a fat suit or anything like that. You know, and I've been in plays where that's part of the guys, even if people are aware that you're playing someone else, it's sort of how much you can put on. I mean, the nature of this play, the nature of these characters, the nature of our work with this company is to reveal as opposed to disguise. So what you're trying to do is essentially bring your own essence to the essence of that character. And both those characters have remarkable similarities and also remarkable, they're greatly different too. They're greatly individualistic. So the job is to find yourself in that role, to be as distinct as you can be in that role, but not to, you know, there's not a great variance even in costume or in the clothes we wear. There's not a great variance in anything. It's just sort of, it's a little bit of sleight of hand. And I think it's also the point of the play. I mean, he could have written a play for nine people. As Michael would tell you, plays that have four people are a lot cheaper than plays that have nine people. You know, that's a motivation for any playwright. A playwright is far more producible if they write. But at the same time, I don't think that's what's going on here. I think what he's written is a play that is about very much how connected we are. So it plays to his advantage anyway, even if it is more affordable. It plays to his advantage to have shared souls on the stage, so to speak. Yeah. So I mean, really, our challenge is to be as absolutely committed to the story that particular character is a part of at that moment. And I'll say playing across from the characters who play different characters, it's amazing how I don't see someone I have a discussion with in Act One, the actor I have a discussion with in Act One, he's playing someone different in Act Three. It's amazing how I personally, he does not seem like the same person to me. And he doesn't look much different, you know. And even then, those characters are very relatable, right, in terms of their own given circumstances.
I want to ask you finally, what's the most challenging? What has been the most challenging part of this for you?
The mantra is to look at yourself in the mirror, which is always, even that's our job as artists. It's still not easy. And it's not easy with this given material. So that's the daily expectation, the daily challenge, and the daily play of our play is to never settle, to always go deeper, and to which is why I love it so much, but also makes it hard. Is we are not permitted to settle for anything. In other words, quite practically, we've set almost no blocking, so you can't hang your hat on that. And even just choices or things you arrive at or a scene that happens the day before, which felt, you know, really felt like it was in the flow, felt like it was really in the pocket, so to speak, you still can't settle for that. You're asked again, because every day we walk on a stage and we're a different person, just slightly or sometimes profoundly in a myriad of ways. So the point is, what are you going to do with that? And that's an amazing challenge and also very exciting for the player and exciting for the audience. I think we never really do the same show twice, right? But that's a tall order, and ultimately what the greatest thing for me as an actor is it means that there are very few fail safes. The only fail safe you bring is your own sense of focus and commitment. and this a great piece of text.
Well, Jonathan, it's great to meet you beforehand. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Jonathan Goad is an actor currently appearing and speaking in tongues at the Belfry until February 24th. The Belfry is also staging Helen's Necklace, and we'll hear from two cast members in that production later this week. For more information, you can visit belfry.bc.ca.